basically what we're trying to do is from waste trying to create energy to also then create food. Basically, the way the consortium came together is our Mercer and Stokes partner has a recycling business in Geelong. He currently recycles 50% of the items that come into his gate, but 50% of it is waste timber that there was no actual offtake agreement available at the time, and it seems to be quite a significant issue around Victoria. So at that stage, he went to our other consortium partner, being HRL, who specialise in creating energy, and that's when they said we could create energy and also steam or heat. And by having the end user being the sustainable glasshouse, allows us to use the electricity on site generated by the electricity plant, and also use the waste heat water to heat the greenhouse.
Now, it's a pretty large scale that you're looking at here. Is there going to be enough of this timber?
Yes, we have. We've done extensive research, and we've had consultants go out and actually verify that what we're predicting is out there is true. And they've basically said that, yes, there's probably double the amount of timber that we require to run our site.
And what kind of crops are you looking at growing in the greenhouses?
Yeah, so the crops we're looking at growing is we're currently working with major retailers to get a true understanding of what they want us to grow exactly. But we see it as being a mixed growing facility. So things like tomatoes, capsicums, eggplants, lettuce and anything else we see would be viable.
And we have seen quite a lot of growth in some of these large-scale glasshouses over the past decade, particularly for tomatoes.
Yes.
Is there enough demand there to ensure that you won't be essentially oversupplying the market?
Yeah, we believe we're actually not going down the mainstream lines of truss tomatoes. We're looking at other viable vine crops. So that's why we're not stating, you know, we're not sitting in stone exactly what we're growing today, but we are saying that we're talking with major retailers and working out what's the best mix of product.
Now, it is a project that could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So where is all that money coming from?
Okay, so the consortium themselves are putting up a fair bit of equity, and the remainder will be financed through banks or other streams.
And where are you hoping it will be built?
The property that we have currently under contract is in Lara.
And why did you decide that was the spot to build this?
The main reason was it was very good access for Geelong and Melbourne with a very good overpass able to allow us direct access into the site. It's also given us a very close proximity to the airport because we believe that there should be huge export potential with this project also.
And given that there are six stages, I guess each one of them is reliant on the previous one, and there are probably presumably a number of other factors weighing in as well. How likely is it that this will go ahead?
We're hoping with the fair trade agreement that's going to be hopefully announced later this year, if that comes through, it's going to make it a lot more possible than requiring just the local markets to actually bring it to its full potential.
But, and so is that aiming towards China?
Possibly China or other export potential, yes. So we're basically looking at as much customer base as we can and just seeing what's out there and what interest there is for fresh produce at the moment.
And given you're announcing this today, when are you hoping this will all get going?
Okay, basically we're hoping that we will be in completion of stage one by 2016.
So given you've made this announcement today, Is it a green light from here, or do you still need certain planning things to fall into place?
Look, there's definitely hurdles that need to be jumped to get this off the ground. The main reason for launching today is to get the Geelong Council support the adoption of the project by the State Planning Minister. We require the project to be classified as a project of state significance by the state government, and with the objective of delivering and planning outcome by March, April 2015.
And have you had any indication from the government yet whether that's likely to happen?
Yes, we've had brief discussions, and we're actually meeting with state government again on Friday, but they are showing that they do support our projects thus far. But obviously more detail is required.